Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Welcome, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 High FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Craig, thank you so much. I loved that song. And a great way to start the show. And you know, I know everyone has been talking about Bafana Bafana. I don't know if you woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the game. I unfortunately did not. However, I have watched the highlights and I saw that phenomenal goal. But what I really loved, and I got into the zone with that first song, was the celebration. I personally think Bafana Bafana's got the best celebration in the World Cup. So just be very excited. You know, us South Africans, we always come together when it comes to supporting our national teams. And of course, this is no different. Knockout against Canada on Sunday. Let's see how that goes. So we have a great show lined up for you. Just to let you know, June was or is Cancer Survivors Month. And so often we talk about the diagnosis and we talk about treatment and we talk about all of those things, and that's what we unpack. But we don't often address what happens to cancer survivors after the treatment, once they've gone into remission, how they pick up. So, we'll mention, I'll give you some information regarding that. That'll be coming up in a few minutes. And then we're going to be looking at exercise. So if you haven't been exercising for long, if perhaps it's been because of treatment, if you haven't been well, or maybe you've just taken a break, how do you do it? How do you get back on track? And also looking at very interesting studies, because perhaps all the information we heard as women going and exercising and what's important has been the wrong information, because so often everything has been tested on males. So we're going to be having a very interesting look at exercise and how we should be exercising, getting back on the horse, so to speak. And Andy Moore, who's a dietitian, will be going back to basics with us. And so that will be coming up. Andy will be joining us just after 2:30. But let's just have a look at Cancer Survivors Month. I actually thought I wanted to ask Craig, because I don't have the WhatsApp number, because I'd love to hear from you what your experience has been like after being on a cancer journey. And what has it been like adjusting back to life? Has it been a smooth transition? Is it not a transition at all? Do you feel like you're almost living in this parallel universe? Or maybe it's just been so easy and you're celebrating life and you've changed in the most positive way, as in you see what's important and what's not important. Whatever your experience is, you know, we are looking at Cancer Survivors Month. Survivorship, which is what the month of June is all about. So you can WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. So that's 061-895-1019 from you. Okay, so just again, having a look at the Cancer Survivors Month. So this is something that is celebrated globally throughout June. An International Cancer Survivors Day, officially observed on the first Sunday of the month. And it really focuses on celebrating life and offering support and highlighting the ongoing emotional, physical, and practical realities that survivors face long after treatment. And the core message is, how do you get back on track? And how do you integrate? So CANSA, the South African Cancer Association of South Africa, marks its 95th anniversary. Isn't that incredible? The organization is using Cancer Survivors Month to shift the conversation from cancer awareness alone to life beyond cancer diagnosis. And so it's all about reminding South Africans that we, you know, need the support well after treatment, and also being able to have support, you know, whether it's from your family or your friends or seeing a counselor or seeing a therapist. It really is a very important part of that healing journey. So that's what cancer is really supporting and has been supporting for the month of June. As they say, you know, the end of active treatment's not the end of the impact that cancer's had on the lives of survivors. You know, they may be impacted. So you may be living with continued fatigue, perhaps anxiety. You know, they talk about scanxiety, knowing that once you've gone into remission and you go for those scans, you know, you start to get anxious a few days before, weeks before, however long it is, and it's real, and that anxiety is real. Fear of recurrence, change of body image, whatever treatment you've had, if you've had to have part of your body removed, and you look at yourself and you look different and you feel different, perhaps even relationships that have taken strain. We hear of stories of relationships breaking down. Sometimes people who you thought were your friends are no longer your friends. Financial pressure costs a tremendous amount of money to go through cancer treatment. Even if you have medical aid, there's very often a lot of co-payments. So that takes its toll. Workplace challenges, getting back to work. Someone was talking about brain fog after chemotherapy, that your brain, your cognitive ability is just not what it was. And that is so disturbing. And that can be quite depressing when you feel like you're not as sharp as you were. And then you've got to return to work. How do people see you? How do people interact with you? And then, of course, there's long-term side effects and the emotional impact of having faced a life-threatening illness. And people even talk about guilt, because sometimes you regularly went for treatment and there were other patients that you met and maybe they didn't get through it. And there is that guilt that they walk around with. So it's real and it's there. And I think that it's incredible that the month of June is all about Cancer Survivors Month, that we take time, we pause, we look back on the journey, we be kind, we listen to ourselves, and we take things very slowly, knowing that life is different, that life has changed. But perhaps it's a transformation in a very positive way. So that is what we're focusing on. And as I said, if there's anyone listening right now who is sitting in all of that, what I, you know, just mentioned, if you're there and you're finding it challenging, or perhaps for you, you find and you have a new lease on life, or maybe you've started a new business. I mean, so often we hear of people who start organizations and charity groups because they want to give back. So we'd love to hear what has your experience been. If you'd like to share it with us, that once again, that WhatsApp number is, let's just have a look, 061-895-1019, 061-895-1019. You know, we've had quite a few conversations of the new center that's being built, the DL Link Center, this incredible space. We talk about Cancer Survivors Month, how many cancer survivors will be able to go there and sit with people who've been on the journey, and perhaps inspires those who are going through that treatment and through that, you know, what can be a very challenging journey. And this center is going to be a place for everybody, for those who are on the journey, those who are in remission, family, friends. And so what they're looking for currently, the DL Link, is they're looking for sponsorships for different rooms. And if you want to get involved in that, please do contact the DL Link. And I'll hone in specifically on the wig room. There is a fundraiser on currently, and we know that, you know, with women fighting cancer, the idea of facing hair loss Besides being on this very challenging journey, losing one's hair is difficult. And with it goes a sense of confidence and identity. And so the DL Link is building this amazing wig room in the new state of the art center. And it's going to be warm and this beautiful private space, like a salon. And women can go and try on wigs there, and they just get to feel beautiful and pampered and looked after, all in nurturing, caring hands. So every donation, and so they're looking for donations, and every donation brings the DL Link closer to giving these women confidence and dignity and hope when they need it most. So please, would you help them build the DL Link wig room by visiting dllink.co.za, dllink.co.za. You'll see there's a part where it says donate, because really every woman deserves to feel like herself through the toughest yet bravest fight. DL Link, standing with cancer warriors every step of the way. We're going to take a song break, and we'll be back. As I said, if you'd like to share any part of your story, your experience since treatment, how has it been for you? We would love to hear from you.